Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Welcome in on this happy Wednesday.
Oh, it's a Wednesday, all right.
It's Wednesday, dude.
Ooh, buddy.
I love Wednesdays. We're halfway home, baby.
Oh, man.
At 11:30, I'm halfway home. Mentally, I've been home, you know, for about an hour and a half.
There you go.
I walked in the door and was like, you know what? I'm done with the day.
Just checked out already?
Just checked out. I was like, I'm done.
Well, the good news just for you is you were in here an hour and a half before I got up.
Well, I leave my house at the same time every day, so that's helpful. Same time every day.
Big old shout out to Tiff because she saved my bacon this morning. Had I not gotten a phone call from her of like, hey, you okay? I wouldn't be here right now because apparently either I didn't set my alarm or I snoozed or something. I haven't, like, I legitimately walked in the door 10 minutes ago. This is the latest I've ever gotten here to start a show where I wasn't like coming from something like practice or a scrimmage or something along those lines.
Oh man, I mean, this is probably why that show got canceled, but dude, I'd walk in at 6:55 for the hot quarter every single day. It was the best when I was with Lynch because he was producing primetime. He was already here. So I was like, look, if I'm late,
you've already done it.
Like Mike's going to bail me out on this.
Yeah, no, I definitely wasn't counting on that. That's for sure. This was a, I get the phone call and literally I get hit. Are you dead? Are you okay? And I'm like, I look at the clock and I'm like, nope, not at all. Well, I usually leave an hour ago.
I could see how some of that stuff happens. The wife, old preschool, she took the day off because Bubba has a doctor appointment at like right now. So shout out if you guys are in the car, love you. Honk your horn twice. And so she usually leaves about 10 minutes before I do. So even though I don't set an alarm, I love to go to bed and wake up when I wake up. I usually get the benefit of someone stirring and showering and walking around while my fat toot is still in the bed. So I'm bailed out a little bit.
Yeah, no, I definitely was not. And yeah, she
also, I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah.
Really excited to be here.
No, what was funny was after the initial 10-second panic of, Oh God. It turned into, well, it is what it is. Just, I am wearing the most basic clothing imaginable right now. Threw on a hoodie, threw on literally a plain shirt, threw on shorts, and shout out shorts and Crocs when it's like 39 degrees in the morning.
When you said that, I was wondering if you were wearing a t-shirt under that hoodie.
I am.
Okay.
Just barely.
Because sometimes when I'm around the house.
Just like, tank top or just nothing?
I don't wear a tank top. Okay. I'm not into those. But I will wear a sweatshirt many times without a shirt on.
See, I don't like that feeling.
Oh, I love it.
I like to layer.
I got enough layers on this old body. I don't need anymore.
I still, like, I've always been like that. Just,
he's a big ass boy.
Damn right, Minshew.
But yeah. And shout out to my Grubhub driver, because I was like, well, I couldn't make my food like I normally do and bring that. And he for whatever reason, the directions to this building when you're using the apps never work.
I know, they always want me to come down that side street through the back entrance.
It's like, they're doing all this construction out front and construction on the road. It's just a complete and utter disaster. And he was like, where are you at, man? And I'm like, I'm actually pulling into the driveway right now. So if you hang out, I'll just come grab it from you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pure and unadulterated chaos for me this morning. My whole rhythm is messed up. When I was talking to her this morning, she said that apparently the new Apple update can screw up your alarm.
When was there an Apple update?
I guess
I don't remember an update.
I mean, there was one more recently that your alarm can get screwed up, and I'm just like, oh, this is a problem. This isn't great. I don't like this. So, while you can wake up without the alarm, I don't.
It terrifies my wife. She doesn't get it. And to be honest with her, I don't get it either. Because I used to be somebody, you know, working in bar, restaurant, brewery life, like, hell, most of the time my shifts didn't start till 1 or 3 o'clock.
I have 3 set, so, and I have 1 permanent one, and yet...
Yeah, I
don't remember any of them going off.
I used to just... I mean, the reason I don't have a alarm set is because I never had to. Even if I was up drinking, doing something stupid till, like, 2 a.m., I mean, I'd be up at 10, and that's plenty of time to get ready to go to work. Hell, I could go to the bar and have a beer and watch a Champions League game. Now I try to leave the house by 8 every day.
Yeah, that's usually my cutoff. Mm-hmm. Is be out. I try to be out the door by 7:45.
Thursdays, I take the kids to school. Do I do Thursdays and Fridays?
Well, if you're listening to,
I think I do it Thursdays
to Dirt and Lucy Bird. Just Thursday today.
Today's Thursday.
Yeah, it's actually it's Wednesday.
Oh.
See, look, you did it. You almost did it too. Yeah, no, they just had a whole like thing where they were just like, oh yeah, you know, every Thursday we do this, and like Brandon was just like, what do you mean it's Wednesday, you psychopaths?
It's one of my all-time favorite Office episodes when Jim goes, yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow. He goes, why would I be here tomorrow? It's Friday. And Jim realizes that Dwight doesn't know that it's Thursday.
Mm.
And so he's able to spend the whole day convincing Dwight that it's Friday.
Perfect.
Yeah, and Dwight falls for it. It's a pretty good bit. Pretty good bit.
I think I've told you this before. Never watched an entire episode of The Office.
You're crazy, man.
I've seen so many clips of it.
That show is so cringy, you'd love it.
See, that's the thing is, I don't do cringe.
Really?
Yeah, no. Cringe makes me crawl. Like,
why do you? So you make me cringe, but you don't watch cringe.
Yeah, 100%.
It's kind of messed up.
Yeah,
man.
Right? I should bask in it.
Sick of looking at you.
Yeah, so it happens. I mean, I'd imagine. I probably have a really oily face right now.
I'm not going to get that close, bud. I'm going to leave that up to you.
It's rough.
I'm gonna leave that up to you. Russ and I, we were flipping coin on who was gonna go get your food.
There you go. Because you knew what was gonna happen. Yeah,
we're playing that game.
No, I had to take the dude wipe shower.
Oh man, dude, so you stink.
I mean, probably.
Oh man, can we get the door open in here? We need windows. If this were the poop filled Willamette,
yeah, take a little bath.
Crack that window open.
Poop.
Although
sign.
I don't think those windows opened.
Yeah, no,
I don't think they opened at all. Probably for good reason.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Ponder pool
security.
Yeah. It was definitely a ponder pool situation this morning.
Oh man, if those windows opened, somebody would have walked by and said something massively inappropriate, and these shows have been shut down years ago.
Come on now, right there on the waterfront, who would do that?
Nobody.
Who would do that?
Nobody. I'm very excited for today. There is only one thing to watch on TV tonight, right? Just one thing. I thought I saw that yesterday, and I was wrong.
No, we have action. Maction.
Sam Houston State, according to, I was looking at SP Plus the other day, Sam Houston State is like second from the bottom.
Hey!
I'm out of it.
You know what that... No. When it's that bad...
No.
It's that bad, you're like, oh, here we go. This could get wild.
Although they are playing the fighting Marty Robbins of El Paso.
Ooh. A little UTEP action?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to watch the Mariner tonight.
What is that? Sam Houston's the Cougars?
I don't know.
And then UTEP's the Miners?
Well, I mean, Houston is the Cougars.
Yeah, Houston is the Cougars.
Well, I know, but isn't Sam Houston also?
Is Sam Houston in Houston?
Why don't they have a bear paw or a cat paw?
Bearcats?
Bearcats, that's what it is. Okay.
Is Sam Houston...
Just like Willamette.
Is Sam Houston in Houston? Who was Sam Houston?
Probably somebody that will be canceled at some point in time.
Well, I mean, if you deserve it.
In Huntsville, Texas.
Oh. Is Huntsville near Houston?
I don't know. Give me a couple more
seconds
to Google.
Come on, Ross. What the hell?
Keep Googling. Go. Go.
Bless America. Go!
You didn't have to produce the show this morning, Houston. And now you're just mailing it in already.
Let's see here.
I like that I can hear his keyboard.
Yeah, that's because I hit enter super hard. 1 hour, 8 minutes from Houston.
So it's not even in Houston.
Yeah, it's north of Houston. It's
Sam must have been a pretty cool dude. Not good at football, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm looking where this is at. I've never had any reason to drive through there because I never drove from Dallas down to Houston.
Zach says on the YouTube chat, 1-5 versus 0-6. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. That's pure sicko stuff.
No.
Throw the records out when those two get together.
Oh, dude, I'm not doing it.
I had one of the other media members last night of the game was watching Arkansas State versus who they play last night. Oh, God dang it. Totally blanking.
Nope, I'm out on that. I'm out on that.
Yeah, it was just pure unadulterated sicko stuff.
I get it. This is our job. Our job is wonderful. I love watching sports. I love the grind. I'm here for it every single day. But, I like these little Wednesdays where, you know, it's a great baseball game that I'm really excited to watch. My old boy Shane Beebs on the mound tonight against my new boy George Kirby. I'm a George Kirby guy. I think Logan Gilbert might have the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Wu might be the best right now. But I'm a Kirby guy.
Can you say right now when he hasn't pitched in how many months?
No, you can't. But he was an all-star.
He was.
He was the only all-star.
Yeah.
No, they consider him the ace right now.
I mean, like, on paper, certainly. Right now, yes.
Shout out on the text line. How the F is Cal Raleigh not a Gold Glove finalist? Brother, I do not know. I don't know. I didn't know those were being released today, and I knew that I could look at it later. I assumed you could pencil in J-Ram and Stevie Kwan as they are finalists. I got a good laugh that Carlos Santana is nominated for a Gold Glove at first base for Cleveland, and we cut him in August. That's great.
Also, on the text line, sweatshirt, no shirt is savage.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's like a PJ thing.
I mean, it's kind of like the adult version of Winnie the Poohing it.
I mean, I adult Winnie the Pooh all the time.
Yeah.
Especially when I live by myself.
Oh, right.
I mean, that was life.
Right.
I used to sleep in just a t-shirt. Yeah. I used to sleep in Winnie the Pooh.
Why?
Because it was comfy.
Because
it was comfy.
I can't sleep in a shirt.
Now I'm just all natural.
I can't sleep in a shirt. It drives me nuts.
Taught my kids how to knock on the door, I'll tell you that.
You gonna see something you don't want to see.
You don't want to see this. Just ask your mom. You ain't gonna want to see this.
Mm. Not in the broad daylight.
Nope.
Just a chubby vampire.
I'm told Sam Houston was the president of Texas when it was a republic.
Yeah.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That tracks.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Oakley Doakley, we got a great show for you today.
Mm.
It's a Wednesday.
Don't lie.
I'm stoked. Tyson Alger is going to be here at 10:30. We'll chat some Oregon Ducks. We'll get his thoughts from the loss against Indiana. We'll try to put a bow on that, and then we'll transition to Rutgers this weekend. And that's where we'll start and how you recover from a loss like that and moving forward, maybe not necessarily just as Oregon, but as any kind of team in the nation does, because we've seen there's a couple of different ways to do it this year as people are taking different choices. I'd like to walk through the Big Ten and the SEC just to kind of see the state of the conference and see what's going on over there, because I think they're in very different spots. And again, this James Franklin thing keeps racking through my head and its impact on the future of the Big Ten, you know, as they're constantly battling the SEC for supremacy. We got some cool NFL stats to get to for quarterbacks. And, the Dodgers, you ain't got to go to the bullpen if you got good starters. So we got a lot to get to today. But let's start how to recover from a loss like that. Because we've seen teams do it different ways. How does Oregon take that step? We'll do that next. This is 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
1017 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it.
We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, youtube.com/1051thefan. Join the chat over there. I hang out with you. We get fired up over there, too. It's a lot of fun. KC on the morning show this morning. I got Brandon in the studio in there today.
Fresh meat.
I like the fresh meat. Mm. Oh, it's nice. It's nice. Because I feel bad for you guys. You know, when this chair opened, it was like, wow, we might get somebody new in here. Mm. Like you were a new person.
Yeah.
And because a lot of us have been around for a long time, mm-hmm. but you were a new person. And I was like, oh, man, it's Patrick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We tried a lot of people.
Well, after a bunch of people say no, eventually you knew I was going to say yes. Sometimes it's that easy. 503-864-6326. He was also the general who beat Santa Ana after the Alamo. See, and I shouldn't have forgot that.
Remember the Alamo.
Remember the Alamo. I will now remember Sam Houston.
Custer's last stand.
That's not the Alamo.
I know.
That's actually a really terrible situation.
It's a terrible situation, yes. How many people do you think out there thought it was custard for the longest of times?
I think a lot. Yeah. I think a lot, especially kids. When you're learning about history, mm-hmm. eating some food. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. But we'll start here as we process post-mortem of Oregon's loss to Indiana and start looking ahead. I kind of wanted to have that open conversation with you today, Danny, about how to recover from a loss like this. Because I think we've seen a couple people do it in some weird ways.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State did it in a way they got their coach fired.
Mm-hmm.
Texas
bounce backy,
you know, they're starting to kind of figure it out now. I don't think Sark was ever in danger of being fired.
No, they've been going up for so long now that it's going to take a little while for that to happen.
And the nice parallel for Oregon bouncing back against Indiana is that Dante Moore didn't play well and Arch Manning didn't play well against Ohio State.
Yeah.
And
but Arch also played horribly.
Yes, I
Dante
agree.
Was objectively not good.
Not good, but I'm with you. I would not say he was horrible. So there's a lot of ways to get through this, and I think we'll ask Tyson in 10 minutes when he comes on. I think you do what Lanning says. You put him in comfortable situations against a team you know you should take care of.
Yeah. I was listening to the Lanning's press conference yesterday. Boy, he was a real red ass. Yeah. The only question he answered like directly was about an injured player. I think it was Casper, and he was like, yeah, he had surgery on his ankle and he'll still be done for the season. Like that was the only, like, the reporter asked the question and the reporter got the answer, the question answered directly. Otherwise it was the most deflectionary non-answer BS and grumpy. And I'm like,
man doesn't like to lose.
No. And that was the thing I took out of
this. Man doesn't like to lose.
I'm not saying that because I like Lanning. Of all the things that I don't like about Oregon, Lanning is on the complete other side. I love him.
I love Dan.
The way I came out of that was, God, he's such a rat ass. And it was like, I rolled my eyes every answer he gave. But also at the end of it, I was like, this is a guy that hates to lose more than he likes to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that in my coach.
And I even thought his answer to the injury question was like, man, I hate that I had to tell the truth there.
Yeah, that one he did. You can hear the tone shift.
Yeah,
of
he's like, yeah, he's not with us.
Yeah, he had surgery on his ankle.
Did he die?
This season.
This guy's dead.
Yeah.
Cross him off then.
But you know, he was asked about like the pass rush and the front seven and their lack of pressure, and he's like, you know, how many? Or I think there's another one he was asked about the offensive line and win rate or something along those lines. Like, well, he's like, well, we don't really track those things, and I'm sitting there like, come on! Yes, you do! Well, you know the exact numbers off the top of your head. Spit them out, dog! Like, it was so egregious. Like, oh, we don't really look at that. Yes, you do. You have an entire analytics group that looks at everything. Don't tell me that. Don't lie to me. Like, respect me a little bit. BS me better, Dan. Come on.
Now the other scary aspect of this, though, is, you know, you look at it and you look at the schedule and you go, okay, we're going on the road to Rutgers. Yeah, the travel stinks and going all the way across the country stinks.
Yeah.
But the talent discrepancy, the coaching discrepancy.
Overwhelming.
Look, I know Schiano is the legend at Rutgers, and good on him for his journey that he's been on. Whatever you want to call that. But this is your get-right game. Like, Oregon should go in there and handle business. That being said, Penn State should have gone into UCLA and handled business.
Yeah, it's
flying across
different.
The country. Coach is getting fired. You're playing maybe one of the worst Power Four teams in football, and you got punked. And so,
the line is not as big as I thought it would be at opening.
I'm going to go with 11.5.
No, it's a little more. Opened at 15.5, but it's been bet up to 17.5.
Oh, taking money coming in on the Ducks?
Yeah. Actually, well, because, I mean, quite a bit to go. 2 points is, I mean.
Well, because I think this coaching staff, and I'll be stoked to ask Tyson about this. That is probably what I'm going to watch the most about Oregon Rutgers. It probably won't be the offensive line. It probably won't be Dante Moore. It probably won't be the DBs, the wide receivers, Kenyon Sadiq, etc. I mean, it will, but I'm gonna really, really pay attention, and I'm jealous of Dusty, who'll be on the sideline. I want to watch Tosh Lapoy, Will Stein, and Dan Lanning, because the Ohio State game last year in the playoff was such a punch to the gut, and that game was over so quickly, and there was no way to come back after that game. So now, and I know there's losses to the Huskies, and there's losses to Georgia on the road, but this is kind of the first time in Oregon's, you know, like, we're gunning for a national championship in the Lanning era, that they got punched in the mouth and we get to see them the next week. How they respond to this. Because the teams that lost to UW, those weren't national title contenders. No. Those were Lanning building. That team to Georgia, that's your first day on the job, brother. Yeah. Like,
surprise, here's a demon.
Yeah, this is a real opportunity for Lanning and Stein and Lapoy and your assistants, strength and conditioning, the whole shabam from top to bottom, to kind of say, hey, yeah, we got punched last week, and I'm going to take it out on these poor kids at Rutgers.
Yeah,
because they're going to know who my name is.
I mean, I was listening to Pate's reaction to that, and he flat out said it. He was pretty hard on Oregon.
I mean, we've all been hard on Oregon. Dirt's been hard on Oregon.
I mean, when you have 64 yards of total offense in the second half,
it's tough.
Your offense scores 7 points, you score one touchdown all game. Pate just flat out said it. He goes, they got outcoached.
It's a bad look.
They got outcoached everywhere. Like, there wasn't a single thing about that game where you hang your hat and you're like, well, you know, it's like, nah, man, they beat you up in the backfield. They got pressures. They got sacks. They got turnovers. They ran the ball. They threw the ball. Like, the only, like, thing that you did as Oregon where you, like, you kind of upset the apple cart was the pick six. Mm-hmm. And that's just an individual player making a big play and being in the right spot. And you can talk about film and preparation, all those things, certainly. Tendencies and being able to call the right coverage at the right time, and Mendoza maybe making a throw you shouldn't have made, or you give the credit where it's due and a defender made a play. But beyond that, Indiana whooped your ass.
Yeah, and I think because Dante had such a rough game, you know, we talked in this game that if Dante turned the ball over, they were going to be in trouble.
It was kind of the thought going
into
this.
That was the thought. I mean, we felt the same about Mendoza as well. His team bailed him out despite him throwing a pick six. Dante didn't, but he still turned the ball over. And I think when you walk into big games like this, after your quarterback that is clearly extremely talented and skilled, I think you let him go early. I think, you know, my comments on Will Stein and kind of conservative play calling at the beginning of the Penn State game, I felt it was eerily similar in the Indiana game and not sticking to the run as much as I would like. I know some of you texters out there feel the same way. I think you can afford to have a little bit of issues at quarterback against Rutgers.
And be fine.
Yeah. So I might turn Dante loose early and just get him in a rhythm. Like, don't do the slow start stuff. Just, like, get him out there throwing the ball. Like maybe take a shot deep on the first play. Just take a shot.
I mean,
run the ball the second down and the third down.
Bills did against the Falcons.
Just take a shot.
They threw the deep ball. Was it to Palmer to start the game? I can't remember. It was a big play to start the game from Josh Allen. I was like, oh, there we go. There's also the other side of that coin, though, for you. And we've talked about this a little bit. Not too much, though. What if Dante's not there yet? And that conservative play calling
is because he's not there?
Because he's like, they're protecting him.
I think there's a chance of that.
I'm not saying that he's not good.
Yeah.
But maybe they're like that conservative play. Now, again, you played Penn State and Indiana, two good teams, so you're not trying to put yourself behind the eight ball and do a bunch of crazy stuff early in a game. But also, if your aggression level is changing, whether or not you want to acknowledge it, that says something about how you view your team.
I think it's a fair question because those are the guys in the building, and that might be why I'm looking at those guys as much right now to see how they handle Dante. I'll tell you what, if you're an Oregon fan, though, I think you feel pretty good about him coming back next year.
Well, this quarterback class is pretty cheeks.
Well, it didn't start cheeks.
Well, I mean, it is now.
I mean, some NFL guys might fall in love with somebody at the combine.
Well, that's true, but that's the thing is you have an opportunity to be that guy. I mean, I saw the first couple of mock drafts are starting to come out because we're a third of the way through the NFL season. Mm-hmm. Mendoza's the number one quarterback.
Yeah, good for him.
Shout out to you. I don't see anything about Fernando Mendoza that I'm like, as a Raiders fan, I'm not like, I'm sitting here going, hey, you know what? We're really weak at secondary. AJ Harris,
yeah.
Caleb Downs.
Yeah, I'll take Caleb Downs.
You know, I'd rather go down that path than go on a quarterback. So if you're a guy who can legitimately talk yourself into being a day one quarterback, I'd go to the draft because you can come back and be Drew Aller and go undrafted.
I would like to remind everybody that Brett Bielema and the University of Illinois changed Mendoza's life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely forever. He blew out the Illini, and now he could go number one.
500 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh, man, sports is so weird. All right, we'll put a pin on this, but we'll bring in Tyson Alger, get his thoughts from the loss against Indiana and looking ahead against Rutgers, and we'll ask him that same question about how this team bounced back and what's the best approach for that. We'll do that next, but first we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, we do this every single Wednesday at 10:30. Our good buddy, great friend of the program, the station, everything, Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor, lookout Eugene Springfield, joins us for two seggies on Wednesdays to talk about our Oregon Ducks. He's our Oregon Duck man. Tyson, good morning. You are actually covering the I-5 corridor today, correct?
You know what, guys? I'm just being a full-fledged fan today. I'm heading up for the Mariners game.
Yes!
You guys have been in this business long enough. You cover sports enough that, you know, being a fan can be hard sometimes, and it takes a little bit of the sheen away, but the Mariners are still my little bastion of fandom. And I've never been to a playoff game as an adult, and that ends today. So I'm very excited.
That's super dope.
Congrats, my man. I'm so happy for you. Should be a fun one with Kirby on the bump tonight. Place will be rocking in the ALCS. I like that Mariners team. I like them a lot. But let me ask you bring up that point, Tyson. I mean, like, let's pull the curtain back a little bit. You cover the Ducks for years. You know, you've built the I-5 corridor. You've built a brand for yourself to cover. When do you sort of, because let's be real, as us, like for me, I'm not a Duck fan, but I want them to be good. It's good for my job. It's good content. How do you live in that world, especially coming off like a big loss to Indiana?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and I think it's evolved a bit, because when I came out of journalism school and started at the Oregonian, it was still kind of in the younger days of there weren't a whole lot of sports writers or kind of people in that realm that were like outwardly sports fans. You know, you had to, you know, be objective, and I that's definitely kind of how I've carried myself throughout my career, especially, and it helps not being from here. I'm from Alaska, but, you know, ultimately, like, if you give all of us truth serum, like, you want to cover a national championship team. Mm-hmm. You want to see the Blazers win an NBA title. You want all those things, because not only are they incredible stories to write, but they're good for the city. And I think as like I've evolved here in Portland and kind of changed the way that I write a little bit, you know, like, I'm still not like necessarily like openly cheering, but like I'm a fan of Portland and I'm a fan of Oregon. I love the state, and ultimately I want everyone to succeed. So I think that's where I kind of land on that. And so, yeah, coming off of a Oregon Indiana game where, you know, those are, you get a couple of those times a year where you really get to kind of, you know, thump your chest and be like, this is Oregon, like this is a showcase. And for the Ducks to lose that in a pretty kind of just bleh fashion was, you know, I think just kind of costly. Like we only get so many of those moments in this state a year. And I just thought that was a pretty big disappointment.
All right, Tyson, let's go to the scene of the crime. What was your takeaway at halftime, and how did you feel at the end of that game, and where did you ultimately fall on where Indiana sits in the pantheon of the teams you've kind of watched this year, and where Oregon currently sits?
Yeah, Indiana's far and away the best team I've seen this year. You know, it's so hard to kind of compare, because like I still think that Penn State team Oregon beat on that specific day was a very good football team. I think both teams put a lot of emotional capital into that game, and you've kind of seen what happens when you lose that sort of game. And I don't think Penn State is necessarily as good as we thought they were that week, but I don't think that's automatically a bad win. But I mean, Indiana, it was just one of those games where, you know, from the very first drive where Oregon came out and got to midfield, and the Ducks go like, okay, we're going to assert ourselves and go for fourth and short here and really set the tone. And Indiana's like, nah, no, you're not, like, we're going to stop you, and then we're going to go down on the next drive. And so I just thought, I thought Indiana was a better football team that entire game. However, you know, as soon as Brandon Finney gets that pick six and it's a tie football game, all of a sudden you go like, okay, it's home crowd momentum. Like, the Ducks got this, and ultimately they didn't. But, you know, I think it showed a fair amount of things that the Ducks need to get better at, but also, you know, they were pretty close to beating what I think is a top three football team in the country right now. So I don't think it's the sky is ultimately falling after an October loss.
I think you bring up a great point. I felt the same thing after the pick six. I was like, man, Indiana's the better team here, but Oregon might sneak this game out. And I think that's a testament to kind of resilience, the power of Autzen, et cetera. But I want to get into, look, there's a ton of things that didn't go well. The offensive line was really rough. I thought they bottled up, you know, DeCorian and Kenyon very well. There's kind of issues all over the place, but I want to start at the guy at the signal caller. Is this just a bad game for Dante? Was Indiana just absolutely ready for him, or is Dante not ready? Like, I'm kind of all over the place. Or is it a Will Stein conservative offense? Because I came out of that game really, really scratching my head and frustrated in the play I saw from QB.
Yeah, I think it can be a mixture of all things. You know, it's Dante had five very, very good football games, and it kind of washed out the fact that, like, you know, he wasn't perfect while he was at UCLA. And yes, he took the year behind Dylan Gabriel and took all this time to, you know, as we said, develop behind him. But, like, I think coming into the year, we all expected him to show a few warts. And I think just we kind of got out on over our skis a little bit. I think he's still a very good quarterback. I just don't think he's faced a defense or even like a game plan like Indiana threw at him, where he just kind of looked confused for a lot of the game. And I know the offensive line had its issues as well. You go from being sacked one time all year to six times in one game. I think he might have been having flashbacks of playing in the Rose Bowl for the Bruins for a bit there. But I still think he's incredibly talented. I think he's got the right type of head on his shoulders to figure out what was beating him and to be able to rebound. But, you know, he's I don't think Will Stein's game plan for that defense was necessarily the best thing either. It was just a whole bunch, a lot of those short throws, and they were basically breaking no tackles in that game. Oregon had no explosive plays outside of the first quarter. It was essentially just that 44-yard pass to Jeremiah McClellan for the touchdown. And then after that, the Ducks didn't have a single drive above 50 yards in the final three quarters of the game. Like, that just doesn't work when you're playing an Indiana team that came in scoring 50 points per game.
Tyson, when you take a look at like what Oregon has coming up the next couple of games, they've got a springboard before they have to go and take on that disgusting, just god-awful, just drag you in the mud Iowa team. What do you want to see out of these next two games before they go and head into Iowa?
I really want to see a clean first few drives against Rutgers. This is another road game. It's the first time you're going to New Jersey. You're coming off a bad loss. You're playing a Rutgers team that isn't all that good. Like, I just want to show that, like, them to show that, like, yes, Indiana, we didn't play well, but we've identified what didn't work, and we're still the team that we thought we were 2 weeks ago. You know, this is kind of a crazy season, because coming into the year, I was coming on here saying that, like, yeah, they'll probably have one or two losses, and they're going to show some growing pains, and then all of a sudden they go 5-0 and it's national championship. You know, they could be number one, all those sorts of things. And so we're kind of back to where we started, but I still think that this is an Oregon team that should be dramatically better than a Rutgers team that they just have far more talent than, and they should have a better coaching staff than. So I think just playing clean and beating a team that they should soundly on the road would be impressive. And then they come back home for Wisconsin in the Grateful Dead game and just wear those tie-dye uniforms and beat the heck out of those Badgers. I think that's the expectation, especially after seeing what some of the other teams have done to Wisconsin this year.
He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Lookout Eugene Springfield joining us live from I-5 on his way to the Mariner game. We'll put a pin in this real quick, and we'll come back, and we'll keep talking about how you can adjust and how you bounce back from wins. Stick with us. Tyson's going to join us one more segment right here on 105.1 The Fan. Tyson Alger joins us every single Wednesday at 10:30 for two seggies. Gracious enough to hang with us as he is on his way to the Mariner game. I'm super jealous. I'm here with Danny, Tyson.
Yeah, you're so here doing a sports radio show. You got it so bad.
But Tyson, let's get right back into it. You know, we asked this question before you came on with us, just how you adapt after a big loss like that, because I think we've seen kind of Texas – you know, crawl their way kind of back into this. I don't know if they're in national championship conversation anymore per se, but coming off that emotional loss at Ohio State, we've seen Penn State, the wheels completely fall off, which leads to your, you know, $50 million buyout head coach. What is the Lanning approach to coming off that big loss? Because you can tell, we talked about this, he's a man that almost hates losing more than he loves winning.
Yeah, you know, fortunately, we don't have a ton of data points to really pull off of. I think this was maybe his seventh loss in 4 years with the Ducks. He hasn't lost two games in a row. I think they're pretty good at, you know, they obviously build up each week to a certain level. Like, we've seen that in their behind the scenes videos. It seems like they have a different theme each week. I'm not sure what they're going with this week with Rutgers, but I think it's pretty helpful in this era of college football where you can have a loss, you can have two losses, and you can still make the playoff. I think it's very easy for them to point to what Ohio State did last year. Obviously that was a pretty devastating loss for them to Eugene, and they were able to bounce back from that, pretty well. I think they played pretty well in the postseason. So I don't think necessarily that the getting them to like refocus and kind of shift into the Rutgers week is going to be all that difficult. I think it was a little bit not embarrassing for them, but I think it was a bit of an eye-opening moment just because this team hasn't faced a whole lot of adversity this year. But I think also when you look across the college football landscape, like, there's just not a whole lot of elite teams right now, maybe aside from Ohio State, who also really hasn't been tested other than that Texas game. But as we look across the country, I mean, Texas is a great example. Like, we were ready to bury them in Arch early in the season, and I don't know if they have enough runway to kind of fully get back to the playoff. But like, you see teams change and evolve, and they can get better. And so I think that's probably the message for the Ducks. And I don't think it hurts going on the road for this game. I think Rutgers could be a potential trap game, but I think being able to kind of like refocus in and be like, hey, like, this is going to be a pretty formidable task flying across the country, I think that's probably the way they go about it.
Tyson, one of the things that I came away out of the Penn State and Indiana game was Oregon has clearly a ton of talent on the offensive side of the ball, but we have yet to really see it materialize. Do you start wondering, when they're playing teams of consequence, not the Montana States and Oklahoma States and Oregon States, that when they play teams like Penn State, they play teams like Indiana, they play teams like, you probably throw Iowa in there, and then USC and Washington. I don't want to say concern, because concern is too strong of a word. But do you look at that offense and kind of go, maybe it's not quite as explosive as we thought it might be?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting in this game because, like, you do see occasional plays from a DeCorian Moore or Kenyon Sadiq, and it can look pretty easy at times. But then, you know, you kind of look at the numbers afterwards, and it's like, why not feed these guys more? And I don't know if it's because they're the two very clear-cut favorite guys, and they're easier to lock down because Oregon's still a little bit, you know, kind of unproven in other spots. But it's just, yeah, it's been fascinating, especially when you look at the Penn State game too. Like, these last two games, I forget the exact stat, but basically since if you take out the overtimes, like, Oregon's offense hasn't really mounted any real consistent success against Big Ten opponents so far outside of Northwestern. So I think the talent's still there. I think they're still kind of, you know, figuring out who the guys are. You can just take a look at the running back rotation. I mean, like, this week it was Jordan Davidson, who for the first 5 weeks had only been used in like 1 yard situations. I think he was like the sixth different duck to lead the team in rushing this year. So I think they're still kind of figuring out who they are as they go about trying to still compete at a very high level.
Yeah, that was the question I was going to ask you about that running back room. You know, I wish they would have stuck with the run a little bit more. A lot of our listeners thought that as well about running the ball, especially with Davidson, because he was having such a nice kind of being the only success there in that room. Talking about guys like Hill and things like that, you know, is he just a bad matchup at this Indiana team? Will we see him on Rutgers? Is it a pass protection thing? I'm curious. You kind of alluded to it. We thought coming out of the Penn State game, we knew our running back core, and it seems maybe we don't.
I think they put five of their headshots on like a spinning board, and then they do the spinner, and that's who's going to get the most carries for the game. It was a little surprising to me to see Davidson kind of get more run than Lamar, especially after how he played against Penn State. But I think that's just the Ducks are really trying to reward these true freshmen that they have really come in and not only like produce. I think between the two of those guys, you can say they've been probably the biggest upside for the team, whether it's in the touchdown or in Lamar's case, some longer runs. But just the way that they've kind of like stepped up as leaders too. Like I think that's probably, you know, if you want to read between the lines, probably why they ended up getting so much more play over some guys who might have been more heralded coming in. But I just think that they don't really have a true cut number one at that position right now, and so they're still kind of feeling it out. I was actually really impressed with the way that Davidson was able to kind of like cut and accelerate on a few of those runs. Again, we just hadn't seen him in those situations, but it looks like the Ducks have another talented guy on their hands.
Rutgers does not pose near the problems of Indiana, to say the least. But you are flying across the country.
Same colors.
And they do have a pretty productive quarterback that's going to, you know, at least test them in some facet. What do you want to see out of Oregon in this game and how impactful they can be? Just kind of like to kind of build that momentum back.
I want to see some defensive disruption. Rutgers is going to pass the ball as much as anybody that they see this year. They're pretty good at it, but they're not nearly at the same talent level as some of the better teams Oregon will face this year. So guys like Mateo Uiagalelei, Tatum Tuioti, Bear Alexander, Mari Washington, I want them to add to their sack totals. Oregon's pretty down compared to where they were last year in terms of TFLs and sack numbers, and I just think that this sets up as a game to really kind of assert yourselves out there. Rutgers has been sacked, I think, around 30 times already this season, so it's a very opportunistic chance for the Ducks defense to put some pressure on them and also kind of give that secondary, which has shown that it can be opportunistic time to track the ball and potentially create some havoc.
It's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene at Springfield. We'll throw these last couple at you. Timbers this weekend take on San Diego. I'll be at the game. I'm really excited. Is there anything we can see in this game that makes us feel better going into the playoffs, or are we just going to still be like, who knows what this team's going to look like in the playoffs?
Well, I think you can probably take a little bit away from this game because this is an important game for them. If they win, they get that 7 seed, and they're actually in the playoffs. If they lose and there's a little bit of not help around the league, there's a chance that they're still in the wild card game. You know, this is a Timbers team that for 6 months, it seems, they keep saying like, oh, it's like we're about to find it. Well, you're out of time now. And so these are the games where if Phil Neville really wants to say like that this is the path forward that is right for us, I think they need to win that game. If they don't win that game, they have no better record than last year. And ultimately, it's a team that scored way less goals than last year. It's been way less fun to watch play. Like, what do you get if you don't win some of those games when you absolutely have to?
All right, Tyson, you said you're going up to your first ever Mariners playoff game. Certainly, you want the win. What's the experience going to be like here? Are we doing a 999 situation? Like, what do we got going on? Is there a ballpark plan? Like, where are we sitting? What's the activity for the day leading up to the game and during the game?
Well, my wife and I are driving up, and we're going to get a nice lunch at Joe and the Juice in downtown Seattle.
Yes,
we're going to get that spicy tuna sandwich. It's pretty good if you haven't had it. And then we're going to go check into the Airbnb, and then we're going to scooter down to the stadium, and then we're just going to let baseball happen. So it's going to be a good day.
Go ahead and plug the I-5 corridor. What you got this week?
We have a podcast coming out on Friday with Justin Myers. We're going to be kind of dissecting what it's like to be a fan at a sporting event for once. Mm-hmm. And then over at Eugene Lookout, we're beginning to roll out our college basketball season preview. So on Friday, we're going to have a little bit of a look into who the Oregon men's basketball team is this season.
That sounds great. He's Tyson Alger, joins us every single Wednesday. He's our Ducks insider. He's our Timbers guy. And more importantly, he's a fan tonight, bud. Maybe turn your phone off. Have a great night with the wife and just kick back and let, like you said, let baseball be baseball.
Absolutely, boys. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
That Enjoy,
is
brother.
Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. Go check out his stuff. He's a wonderful, wonderful friend of not just this show, but everyone here at the station.
Indeed.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot. All right, when we come back. Let's stay in the Big Ten, because I'm starting to think about something. It's this James Franklin leftover thing that's got me concerned, and I'm curious your thoughts. Any last-minute Duck thoughts on the loss to Indiana or going into Rutgers are welcome. 503-864-6326. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. We're having a great time. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.